Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Paul said we are not in the flesh, yet we can look down and see our feet and our hands. So what could he mean? Clearly, to be in the flesh here means something other than dwelling in a body of flesh and blood, which Paul knew that he did. It clearly means that sin is something other than the simple motions of this fleshly body. When Adam was created, he was not under the curse of sin. But when he disobeyed God, he plunged his natural offspring into the darkness of sin and brought death upon his posterity. His flesh as a substance was not changed, but being brought under the sentence of death, he became corrupted and has passed on that corruptible nature to all of mankind. So we are not only born into a body which is naturally subject to death and decay, we are also born into a body which has a mind which embraces and delights in sin. It is here that our rebellion against God is made manifest, and it is here that the Spirit of God works to destroy that rebellion. Reform of the motions of our flesh will have no effect upon the seat of our enmity to God. You can teach men to be religious and moral, but only the Spirit of God can renew the mind, which will result in the transformation of the man. This is why the Lord said to Nicodemus, "Ye must be born again." This new birth is not a reform of the natural mind, which is corruptible. Rather, the new birth is that formation or creation by the Spirit of a completely new mind or principle which was in no way part of the man before his Spirit's visitation. He has been made into something that he was not before, a new creation. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Whereas before the new birth, he was under sin's complete dominion. He is now set free. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. When we were under sin's dominion, walking in the darkness of a corruptible mind, we were free from righteousness. But now our mind is made to operate from a different perspective, and we are the servants of that which at one time we despised. The reason for this is that eternal life, which springs from Him who is our life, has been implanted in the quickened sons of God. Oh, marvelous freedom, joyous deliverance. When we were under the rule of the old man, we enjoyed a complacent serenity. Now that tranquility is disturbed by a constant warfare, that corruptible flesh which we have dwelt in since our birth is still with us, and does even now plot and connive to regain that place of dominion it has always occupied. We are now a new man, or a new creature, who has a new master, and consequently there is now a conflict between that spirit that now inhabits us and that flesh which has so long dominated us. Paul laments this fact as he cries out, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" The ancient ruler, Mezentius, often sentenced murderers to be chained to the dead carcass of their victim. One can only imagine the horror of trying to live one's life while chained to this putrefying body. Some have surmised that Paul had this in mind with his language here. Perhaps he did or did not, but it is an appropriate illustration in either case. Though we are the freeborn sons of God, it has pleased the Lord to keep us ever aware of our own fallibility by not removing us from the flesh. Though we are not in the flesh is most certainly in us. It is because of this conflict and warfare that we are constantly reminded of the glorious nature of that complete deliverance which has been promised to us, and which hope is ever near and real to those who have fled to refuge to Christ. Without this conflict, we would be as that man whom James describes. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. When we look in that mirror, we can see this rotting corpse which is chained to us, causing us to value his promise all the more. We confess that we have here no continuing city, but we look for one which is to come, whose builder and maker is God. Our strength and our help is in the Lord and in him alone. If he should cast us off, we should most surely perish. But we are ever encouraged to read that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Corruption cannot inherit incorruption, but he will change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.